Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 5th on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,600 head, 4,500 feeder steers, 3,100 feeder heifers, 5,300 wing calves, and more. If you'd like to know the time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117 for more info.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, even though cash cattle expected to trade higher due to strong box beef and higher slaughter pace, the market could not shake the spillover pressure from the outside commodity markets. Traders will likely regroup Thursday as pressure subsides and traders absorb the news. Strong box beef prices should keep packers aggressive as they want to meet that demand by keeping a strong slaughter pace. Cash of 3 to 5 higher last week might be matched again this week. Cash not expected to trade today. Now, hogs followed a similar pattern, with selling dominating the action yesterday. February contract moved to the lowest close since December 22nd as the premium over cash was more than necessary. The anticipation of higher cash just is not materializing yet, even though supplies of hogs are expected to tighten as the year progresses. The market will need to prove itself before traders get excited over price potential. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down 70 cents yesterday, cutout values down $1.90. March Kansas City wheat trading down 10 cents early today, likely pressured by non-commercial selling and an acknowledgement of improving soil moisture conditions in soft red winter wheat areas around the eastern Midwest and in white wheat areas in the Pacific Northwest. The forecast for the southwestern plains remains mostly dry the next 10 days and will experience above normal temperatures. March corn trading down 2 cents early today, adding to yesterday's 8 cent drop and bearish start to 2023. Tuesday's winter storm is largely past, but there is still snow falling in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Colder temperatures stay in place in the northern plains, while the rest of the central U.S. experiences milder January temperatures with mostly dry weather the next 10 days. March soybeans trading up 11 cents early today, recovering part of yesterday's 31¾ cent drop. Tuesday's sell-off, after reaching a new six-month high Friday, may have been a warning shot of things to come, as Brazil remains on track for a record soybean crop in early 2023. Futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 5th on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,600 head, 4,500 feeder steers, 3,100 feeder heifers, 5,300 wing calves, and more. If you'd like to know the time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117 for more info.
At the close on our livestock futures, well, February live cattle down 105, 156.85, April down 92, 160.87, January feeder cattle down $1, 182.70, March down $1.45, 184.77, February hogs down 262, 85.07. Kansas City wheat March down 18¾, 869¼, May down 17¾, 864½. Chicago wheat March down 16½, 775½, May down 16¢, 782¾. March corn down 8¢, 670½, May down 7¾, 670¼ penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.